Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have a little listen to this. I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. See things you don't. Do you think that sounds anything like this? I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party because all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. So the first one, Flowers, of course, by Miley Cyrus, she's being sued over allegations that she copied portions of Bruno Mars' 2013 song When I Was Your Man, which was the second one that we heard there. And this would not be the first time that an artist has been accused of plagiarism. To take us through more on this now, I have DJ and broadcaster Crossy with us. You're very welcome.
This is probably one of the juiciest stories this year.
It's got a lot of juice, you're right.
It's mad. So Miley Cyrus, to bring it back, was married to Liam Hemsworth. And there was a few stories going around that Miley would claim that he was a bold boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam had sang that Bruno Mars song to Miley. So she
at
goes,
the wedding?
Yeah. So that song, I wouldn't really play that at a wedding song. It's not really a wedding song. Anyway, she wanted to retaliate when they broke up. And she wrote a diss track and release it on the day of his birthday. So not only was she releasing a diss track to him, she did it on the day of his birthday. And it's kind of, if you look at the lyrics on both the songs, she's saying the opposite of what Bruno Mars had sang. Like, I should have bought you flowers. And I was like, I'm bringing by my own flowers. And that's the way it went up until now.
Sorry, I'm more obsessed with the fact that the husband sang it to her at the wedding.
What
I should have bought
song.
You flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance to take you to every party because all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man.
The
Happy
writing was
wedding.
On the wall. The writing was on the wall. And she looked great. And if you saw the video for Flowers, that song was, I think, in the top 10 in Ireland for radio play.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loved the song. But the crack is Bruno Mars isn't suing Miley. It's one of the writers. It's one of the teams that are involved in Bruno's song.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Tempo Music. And they're like, hang on here. This song is, you know, it's way too similar to what Bruno's song is. But in defense to Miley, she's singing the opposite of what that song is.
It's intentional.
It was intentional to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go everywhere. And I think it's happening so much as the years go by. There's only so many chords. You know, songs are going to sound the same. But it's still a bit of juice for us. We can still kind of sit back and go, what are they all giving out about?
You have the defence written for her already. I read somewhere during the week that she could be more concerned if this goes to court, that she'll have to talk about why she wrote the song,
yeah,
who she wrote the song about. And that might be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I'm here for it as well. You know, I think we want to know what happened. You know, we're invested in their lives. They're going to stick everything up on Instagram. There's so many videos and stories. And in fairness, in most of her songs, she's kind of singing about him and singing about, you know, what she's alleging happened and all that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see if it does go to court or if it's going to be settled outside of court.
Well, listen, it gives us a great excuse to talk about other examples,
yes,
right? So we have Queen and David Bowie and Vanilla Ice. Let's listen.
VIP. Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby.
Vanilla Ice was so cool in my time.
Yeah, he was. And do you know what? Actually, the first thing I thought of as well. Remember, Jedward did that song on The X Factor.
Yes,
that's a throwback and a half.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
But that's a carbon copy.
Oh, completely.
Of the Queen and Bowie version.
So what happened with this was, so Bowie and Freddie and Queen and all that, they said, no, no, this is our song. You've just taken it. So they settled out of court, and then they gave Queen and they gave David Bowie a writing credit, which is quite lucrative.
You see, that's what I was going to ask you. That's not just saying we had a little bit of help from. That's money.
That is a lot of money. And I remember Taylor Swift's not the last album, the album before that, Right Said Fred. Remember them?
Yes, I do.
They are credited in one of Taylor's songs. I remember when people are going, what is that about? There is a tiny, tiny bit of one of her songs that sounds like Right Said Fred's. And they had to put it in. And I think this is the reason why you're going to get more and more artists when you're doing, like Sabrina Carpenter has a song now. It's called Taste. And that sounds like something similar as well. We were thinking about it the other day. And I wonder if you go into the depths of all that, are you going to start seeing names being put into it just to avoid all this hassle?
Yeah, we've lived too long.
That's the problem. They're all sound the same.
Sabrina Carpenter, by the way, huge. Like just... has exploded, hasn't
incredible. She only announced just yesterday she has got a Christmas special coming up on Netflix.
Uh-huh,
the last person to do something big like that was Mariah Carey and Elvis. So, you know, poor Mariah found rotten at home now going, this is my term. Don't be going near me.
You know, when you have like top hits of the week on your Spotify, whatever you play, she's about three songs in the top
she's
10.
She's got three songs in the top 10. Taste,
great.
Please, Please, Please and Espresso.
Yeah, good going. Right, let's get back to our songs that sound like other songs. So Marvin Gaye with Got to Give It Up and Blurred Lines from Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams. Marvin Gaye's family took the case against the two guys. Is that what happened?
Do not mess with that estate. There are so many stories of how they have protected Marvin Gaye and all his music throughout the years. And this is one of the more famous ones. Now, the problem was that Pharrell and Robin Thicke were talking when Blurred Lines came out. And they said they were in the studio together. That song came on and they says, let's sing a song that kind of has the same vibe as that. They created Blurred Lines. The family of Marvin Gaye went, hang on a second. Yeah. We have got this audio, this footage of you saying that. They got 5 million and they also got the writing credit
right,
as well.
So they were banged right. Because the lads really? Had basically admitted that they were inspired by Marvin Gaye. So, you know, you can't really deny
that. A great
word,
that inspired, isn't it? Yeah.
You mentioned the Marvin Gaye estate all over this, watching all of the time. Let's take a listen to Ed Sheeran and Marvin.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
Ed Sheeran won, did he?
Ed Sheeran won, and this was highly documented. The next two we're going to talk about were highly documented, and they're about poor Ed Sheeran. And the sad thing was like, there was cameras in the court, and like he had to talk about it. At one stage, he brought out his guitar and he played it to the judge, and he was like, "Look, I'm doing a song. Can you? You probably know this is a different song.
Poor
this
Ed.
Is a different song." Yeah, so that got thrown out. The judge says no.
Okay.
There's no case here.
Well, we have another Ed one now. This is Ed Sheeran and his dispute over what you're about to hear with a person called Sammy Chokri.
Yeah, so he's called Sammy Switch is what people would know him
okay.
as. And the song that he has is O-I and then O-I. Have a listen, you'll understand as soon as we play it.
Poor Ed, he's not allowed to use the same words. somebody else.
One's you're going to Marks and Spencer. The other is a Friday night when you're on your own. Relaxing, isn't it? It's like one's just sped up. And again, he had to go to court. People were looking at it. They were judging him. And they were looking at his songs. And you can see Ed when he's at any of his concerts. He makes all the music himself. Mm-hmm. So that got thrown out as well. The judge said that it's not. And then Sheeran had said it was baseless. And the chords are just way too common.
Yeah, this is great fun. Let's have a listen to another one. Taylor Swift and somebody called 3LW. Play is going to play.
Okay, they're the exact same words,
yes.
Right? I get that. But play is going to play. I don't think Taylor Swift was sitting down one night and looked at the very famous 3LW and says, I'm going to take those words and I'm going to make a song called Shake It Off. And the judge and everyone thought the exact same. The case was dismissed before it went on trial in 2022. But at the time, again, people then started looking at all of Taylor's songs. And if you were a writer, you would be kind of looking at some songs sometimes going, oh, that does sound like mine. Mm-hmm. And that's what the problem is now these days. People are now doing it. But Taylor won that. And Play Is Gonna Play is in the history books as 3LW's best song.
Listen, I don't know. Have we time for another one? Have we to go? We squeeze in one more. Let's do one more. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. They were accused of writing that song, but it bore a striking resemblance. That was the accusation to Spirit's 1968 instrumental piece, Taurus.
So good news for Led Zeppelin. 23 million copies were sold in the US alone. Can you imagine the amount of money that Spirit would have made if the court had ruled that those two songs were the exact same? But they got away with it, but they didn't have to pay that money.
They didn't have to. Okay, yeah. They won that one. And there's loads more. We might do this again.
Yeah, it's so much fun, isn't it?
It's great fun. It's great fun. We're judge and jury here.
Giving people ideas. You know what? If there's any band out there right now, start listening to songs.
Well, if I ever hear you on the radio saying hello and good morning, I'm going to know that you stole that from me. I'll be on your case. Thanks so much. That's Cheers. DJ Thomas Crossy. Take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.